It had been a long, somewhat intensive road to Bab Torma Street, in the old part of the city of Damascus. There had been a zillion contacts with Hezbollah, even more with the militant end of the Iranian government. There had been countless clandestine talks with contacts inside Al-Qaeda, mostly orchestrated by Prince Nasir, and finally a succession of email exchanges with the leaders of the most feared of all terrorist groups, Hamas. But Gaston Savary and General Michel Joubert had finally made it. The Syrian government staff car, containing two local bodyguards and the two Frenchmen, pulled smoothly to a halt outside the big house near the historic gate in the city wall. This was the secretive and well-guarded home of the Hamas commander-in-chief, General Ravi Rashoud, and his beautiful Palestinian wife, Shakira. And Prince Nasir had been insistent. "We need this man. He will bring us military discipline, and he will bring with him heavily armed, experienced Arab freedom fighters. We can't destroy a military air base with a bunch of amateurs, and this Hamas CNC is the best they've ever had." And now Gaston Savary and General Joubert were about to meet him, on his own ground, about to enter the lair of the greatest terrorist the world had ever known. And they were bringing with them, perhaps, a formula to change everything. Savary and Joubert would be made very welcome by General Rashoud, the native Iranian who had once served as an SAS commander in the British Army. The door was opened by a slim young Syrian dressed in the customary long white robe. He bowed his head slightly and said quietly, "General Rashoud is awaiting you." They were led down a long, bright, stone-floored corridor to a tall pair of dark wood doors. The Syrian opened one of them and motioned.